This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Now, if there was ever any doubt about the beauty of Michigan, a new book of photographs of the state will convince your out-of-state friends they need to visit here. It ranges from some of the state's most pristine natural areas to images of downtown celebrations. And the father and son team of Todd and Brad Reed captured them in their new book, Wednesdays in the Mitten, and they join us now. So first of all, this is not your first published collection. You've had another, I know the collected images on Tuesdays. What I really want to get down to is why Wednesdays? Why pick one day or limit yourself to one day?
Well, we picked Wednesdays because it followed Tuesdays, and the reason we picked Tuesdays a few years ago was it was our slowest day in the gallery, so it was a day that we could escape and go shoot from sunrise to sunset someplace in Michigan, so it just made logical sense to follow Tuesdays with Wednesdays, and both books have done really well for us, and it's been just a great tribute to Michigan, and we're excited to help raise the bar of photography for everyone and kind of raise awareness of Michigan's beauty.
Yeah, you mentioned the gallery. You've got a gallery in downtown Ludington. When you guys were out on these Wednesdays, Todd, at what point do you know you have an image that you want?
Well, it's interesting. You don't have to be a photographer for many years to realize when you are, as the great National Geographic photographer Sam Abel would say, he would learn to know when he was in the presence of a picture. And sometimes that means you're going to shoot that picture right now, and sometimes that means you're going to sit and you're going to wait for it to optimize. Everything is perfect except the light or a added ingredient like a horse walking through the snow or whatever it is you need. But you know you really have something special.
Sounds like a little serendipity might be involved in it too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's that thing about luck, but there's a great photographer friend, Carl Sams, who's a good friend of ours, who always talks about you never know what you're going to get when you go out there, even on a day that doesn't seem like a good day for pictures, but you certainly know what you're going to get on the couch. So, and when you do get out there, I think the Wednesday's book is the proof that even on what even photographers might not seem to think is an ideal photography day, sometimes great things happen, and you have to be open to that, and you have to, the magic light may be more fleeting, something will present itself on most days.
How do you two decide what places you're going to visit?
We kind of had a storyboard at the beginning of the year of places that are near and dear to our hearts, and we really love the Grand Traverse area and Sleeping Bear Dunes. Of course, we're very partial to Ludington State Park in this area.
Right. I'm going to interrupt you just for a second because I saw you were near Sleeping Bear Dunes, but you'd never been to Empire Bluffs before. That surprised me. A lot of people, even down here, have been to Empire Bluffs and have their own photos of it.
Yeah, we'd been to, you know, the Stocking Drive side of the Sleeping Bear Dunes and actually in the park, but we hadn't been to the Empire Bluffs down that trail. And it was through Facebook and seeing other photographer friends that we follow and seeing their shots and kind of using a spherical perspective, thinking, okay, there's got to be a good lookout. And we got online and did some research and found the Empire Bluffs. And we were just as shocked when we saw that view, like, how did we not know about this? Nobody had ever told us. And it's just an incredible view. And the hike through the woods to get to the Empire Bluffs is just as fascinating as the view itself. There are a lot of hidden treasures like that in Michigan, and we feel blessed to be tourists in our own state and get to record that and share that with people and raise that level of awareness of how beautiful Michigan is.
We're in an era when more people than ever are taking photographs and sharing them. I follow a number of Michigan photographers of varying degrees of skill on Instagram. It's hard to capture the beauty of the state, to really do its justice. What do you guys say to hobbyist photographers when they ask about the trick to making better photos?
We teach photographic workshops, and in those workshops, we teach 20 concepts to building stronger pictures. And we don't call them composition rules, we call them picture building rules. And one of the most important things that we try to teach people is not to make the same picture as ours, but to have the tools to build strong images when you find your magic perspective, your way of looking at it. And a big part of that is to be able to make an image that becomes not a picture, but an experience. so that when somebody is in our gallery looking at an image on the wall, or if they're on Facebook looking at a great amateur photographer friend of ours' image, they go, wow, man, I feel like I'm right there in that dune grass, or, man, I'm right on the edge of this cliff, and I'm there. And there's some actual very sound principles to building images. For instance, we call them grand scenics, but you don't just go take a scenic picture. You've got to have a strong foreground, middle ground, background. Otherwise, it's going to look like Where's Waldo, and it'll be very flat, and it'll look like a picture for sure. It won't look like an experience, you know?
Todd, I want to ask you, what is your favorite photo taken by your son in this book?
Oh, by far my favorite photo in this book of my son's is just extremely unique and amazing in the best sense, cover image of the book. And it's a picture at 12 Mile Beach in Lake Superior, and it's very colorful rocks, and those rocks appear, of course, more colorful because they're underwater, and he's using a camera that's half underwater, half below the surface, and then a big wave crashes over the in front of the lens and covers almost all the camera except at the left edge where you get the clues to the surface of the water and the beach and the forest, and you get a sense of place. But it's one of the most unique outdoor photography images I've ever seen, and it has splendid colors, and it's just it's one of those images that you just can't stop appreciating, and that you can't memorize. It's a complex image. Often simplicity is great in photography, but when you can have a very complex image and yet it's organized so poetically, perfectly, that's an image that people can just sort of study all their life.
Brad, what's your favorite photograph taken by your dad?
I would definitely say, if I had to choose, it'd be the back cover of the book. It's his Northern Lights shot from Isle Royale with the seaplane in the foreground. And it was our first trip ever to Isle Royale, and we'll definitely be going back. But just before midnight on Wednesday night, about 11:47, the Northern Lights showed up, and we started shooting. We had 13 minutes to get our exposures, and we were having some technical difficulty getting it sharp, but we got his camera focused, and he took a 7.5-minute exposure. It almost made the cover. We decided to put it on the back cover because it was so similar to my cover image from the Tuesday's book of the Northern Lights at night that we thought it might confuse customers. So my image made the cover with the underwater shot at Pictured Rocks, and his made the back cover with the Northern Lights and the seaplane at Isle Royale. The two strongest images.
You can hardly go wrong visiting Isle Royale and being there with your dad. It sounds like fun. The book is Todd and Brad Reed's Michigan, Wednesdays in the Mitten. They also own a gallery in downtown Ludington. You can get more information at their website at toddandbradreed.com. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate the time.
Well, thank you so much.